Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Last week on the program, we explored the life and career of Dean Martin, one of the members of Frank Sinatra's so-called Rat Pack in the 1950s and 60s. And this week, I want to continue by looking at another member, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Show Business, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. Davis was a trailblazer, an African-American performer who penetrated the world of white entertainment due to his electrifying and undeniable talent, opening the doors for many black entertainers. I'll spend the hour highlighting aspects of his recording career. It's The Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr., coming up next on Afterglow.
They say some people long ago were looking for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use, but this is how the blues really began. This is the way the blues began. Oh, oh, oh. At least, this is what Ray Charles told me. They heard the breeze through the trees singing weird melodies, and they named that just the start of the blues. Then from a jail there came a wail from a downhearted frail, and they played that as a part of the blues. Now from a whippoorwill sitting high on a hill, they grabbed a new note. Man, they pushed it through a horn till it was worn. Better believe me, they nursed it and they rehearsed it, and then they gave out the news that the Southland really gave birth to the blues. From a whippoorwill high on a hill, they grabbed a new note and baby pushed it through a horn.
That was a gas. I hate to be a bore. Could we take it, Morty, from number 57?
And then they nursed it. They rehearsed it. When they were ready, they gave out the news that the Southland
Sammy Davis Jr. with the 1926 Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson song Birth of the Blues, arranged by one of his frequent musical partners, Morty Stevens. Birth of the Blues was one of Davis's signature songs. He first recorded it as a single for Decca Records in 1954. This recording was made in September 1963 for the Reprise label. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're celebrating the work of one of the members of the so-called Rat Pack, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. belongs to an even more exclusive club than the Rat Pack. He is one of the few entertainers who can call himself a true triple, or even quadruple or quintuple threat. He was a singer, but also a dancer, an actor, a comedian, and an impressionist, and he excelled in all of it. Like Al Jolson or Judy Garland, Davis was raised in vaudeville and adopted that all-around entertainer quality, so key to all of those performers. His parents were performers in New York City, and when Sammy was only 3 years old, he joined his father on tour as a dancer. He soon became part of the act. The act was the Will Mastin Trio, led by Davis's godfather, Will Mastin, along with Sammy Sr. and now Jr. It was a vaudeville dance act, and they became famous on the vaudeville stage and in short films during the 1930s, mostly due to Little Sammy's precocious talent. In 1944, at age 18, Sammy Davis Jr. was pulled away from show business when he was drafted into the Army. There, he encountered his first real experience with racism, in the form of physical and emotional abuse from his fellow servicemen. There, he learned that through entertainment, whether it was singing, dancing, or doing impressions, he could, at least temporarily, keep the racist attacks at bay. After being discharged, he re-entered the world of entertainment, soon becoming the star of the Will Mastin Trio, and earning the respect of some famous people like Frank Sinatra, Mickey Rooney, and Billy Eckstein. In 1949, a now 23-year-old Sammy Davis Jr. was offered a solo recording contract at Decca Records. He recorded 20 songs for the label that year, none of which became real hits, but all of which began to showcase his unique talent. Here's a track from July 1949, featuring him singing and tap dancing. This is Sammy Davis Jr. with Smile, Darn Ya Smile on Afterglow.
Smile, darn you smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Come on and smile, darn you smile. And right away watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and Joy to get acquainted. Make all your life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile. Life is really only what you make it. Stand right up and show them you can take it. Make life worthwhile. Come on and smile. irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me. You can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night you'll find out as sure as we live. Something really got to give.
Two early recordings from Sammy Davis Jr. for Decca Records. Just now we heard him in 1955 with the Cy Oliver Orchestra performing Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's Something's Gotta Give. That was a top 10 pop hit for Davis. Before that, one of his first studio recordings, both singing and tapping his way through Smile, Darn Ya, Smile in 1949. Sammy Davis Jr. ascended to nationwide fame in the 1950s. His breakout in the entertainment world came when he and the Will Mastin Trio performed at an Academy Awards after party in 1952, dazzling the crowd of famous attendees. After that, the trio was making frequent appearances on television and started headlining exclusive clubs, breaking the color barrier in New York and Vegas. By the middle of that decade, Sammy Jr. was also one of the most reliable recording artists for Decca. He was on top of the world, and that's exactly when tragedy struck. In November 1955, on a drive to Los Angeles for a recording session, Davis got into a horrible car accident, losing his left eye. The near-death experience also led him to religion, and he converted soon after to Judaism. Davis bounced back stronger than ever. In 1956, producer Julie Stein even helped build a new Broadway show all around Davis's unique talents. The show Mr. Wonderful, with music by Jerry Bock, helped Davis achieve new heights of fame, and even introduced a few songs into the American Songbook. Here is one of those songs now, as performed by Davis a few years later. This is Sammy Davis Jr. in 1962 with Too Close for Comfort on Afterglow.
Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair. Be absolutely sure, beware. On your guard, take care while there's such temptation. One thing will lead to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. For comfort, she's too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware, on your guard, take care while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another, too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. And just a little pinch of soda, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. She's much too much. She's too much too close for comfort. I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown.
Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in. Don't let it abide in our dreams.
Picture me upon your knee.
I like that.
Just tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone.
Carmen, there'll be nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone. Dear,
day will break and I'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see.
We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how
Sammy Davis Jr. and Carmen McRae in 1957 with the Vincent Yeomans and Irving Caesar standard, Tea for Two. That was just one of the many duets the pair recorded for Decca in the 1950s. Before that, Davis and the Marty Paich Dectet in 1962 with Too Close for Comfort by Jerry Bock, Lawrence Holofcener, and George David Weiss. That song was written for the 1956 musical Mr. Wonderful, starring and essentially designed around Sammy Davis Jr. Toward the end of the 1950s, Sammy Davis's friendship with Frank Sinatra grew stronger. They had actually met back in 1941 when they were put on the same bill. Davis, a 15-year-old, dancing with the Will Mastin Trio, and Sinatra, a 25-year-old, singing with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. By the 1950s, they were beginning to gallivant around Las Vegas, where Sinatra helped open doors for Davis, doors that were usually closed to black performers. Their relationship was a complicated one. Davis idolized Sinatra, and Sinatra may or may not have harbored a bit of jealousy towards Davis and his talent. They had their ups and downs, and Sinatra's frequent teasing of Davis, especially on stage, can seem cruel and racist in hindsight. But at times, Sinatra acted as a true mentor. When they would hang out in L.A. and Sammy wanted to party, Frank often insisted they stay in so he can help Sammy grow as a singer. They would spend the evening listening to the great classical and jazz vocalists and taking notes. And Davis did improve. Although he's known mostly for his bombastic vocal style, he also began at this time to croon ballads, adopting some of the delicate, emotive qualities of his idol. Here's a ballad featuring just Sammy and guitarist Mundell Lowe from their 1958 album Mood to Be Wooed. This is Sammy Davis Jr. with Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched on Afterglow.
I'm a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this kind of consternation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I? I couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I'll agree. She can laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. me. I will sing to her each spring to her and long for the day when I cling to her, bewitched, bothered and bewildered. Am I bewitched, bothered and
Sammy Davis Jr. with A Rare Ballad. That was him in 1958 with Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched, featuring Mundell Lowe on guitar. By the turn of the 1960s, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and others in their orbit were beginning to gain a reputation on the Las Vegas Strip for their wild performances and bacchanalian lifestyle. This group, called The Clan, The Summit, or more often today, the Rat Pack, also began to work together on film. In 1960, they created the Vegas heist film Ocean's 11, where Sammy played a former baseball player turned garbage truck driver, hoping for a bit of luck. In the film, he sings this new song by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Here is Sammy Davis Jr. in 1960 with EO 11 on Afterglow.
Someday I'll have me a chauffeur and a block-long limousine, EO-11, EO-11. Someday I'll have me a penthouse, stacks and stacks of Folland Green, EO-11, EO-11. It's all a state of mind, whether or not you find that place down there or heaven. In the meantime, EO, EO, EO 11, EO 11, EO 11. Show me a man without a dream, and I'll show you a man that's dead, real dead. Once I had me a dream, but that dream got kicked in the head, dream dead. I nearly had me that chauffeur and that block-long limousine, EO-11, EO-11. I nearly had me that penthouse, all them stacks of Folland Green, EO-11, 11. Some judge is gonna say I'm putting you away for 84 years and 7. In the meantime, EO-11, 11. Ooh, doo 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 doo.
Sammy Davis Jr. in 1960 with the Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn tune EO-11, written for the 1960 Rat Pack film Ocean's 11. We'll have more from Mr. Wonderful, Sammy Davis Jr. in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the life and career of Sammy Davis Jr. this hour. In 1960, Davis had cemented his close friendship with Frank Sinatra, performing with him on stage in Las Vegas and co-starring with him in the film Ocean's 11. Frank was even the best man at Sammy's wedding that year. Davis also made the decision that year to leave his record label Decca and join Sinatra's new record label that he had just created called Reprise. Davis stayed with Reprise for the next decade, creating standout albums with people like arranger Marty Paich, Brazilian guitarist Lorindo Almeida, and Louis Prima's Vegas backing band Sam Butera and the Witnesses. I want to feature a few notable Reprise recordings now. First up, this is Sammy Davis Jr. and arranger Marty Paich in 1961 with the Charles Strauss and Lee Adams song, A Lot of Livin' to Do, on Afterglow.
There are girls just ripe for some kissin', and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. And there's wine all ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it. And it's all waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. A lot of living to do. Why, there's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living, such a lot of living.
It's a lonesome feeling to go back home and to wander around the place. You get off the train and you search in vain for just one familiar face. Just arrived on the 7:10. Thought I'd see the old gang again, but you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds had grown round the gate, and somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet. But it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. Can't believe that there's no Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in town? Nothing for me. Must I always be a stranger in my own hometown?
Two recordings for the Reprise label, featuring Sammy Davis Jr. Just now, that was Davis in 1964 with A Stranger in Town, a song by Mel Torme and Robert Wells, off of Davis's all-Torme album called California Suite. Before that, Davis in 1961 with the Marty Page Dectet, performing the song A Lot of Livin' to Do, originally from the musical Bye Bye Birdie. One of the most fruitful musical relationships Sammy Davis Jr. developed in the 1960s was with British songwriters Leslie Bricusse and Anthony Newley. He met the pair in London in the early 1960s when he was on tour, performing in theaters and for the Queen in a Royal Command performance. Throughout the 1960s, Davis had recorded dozens of Bricusse and Newley songs, more than probably any single artist. And many of these songs remain signature songs in Davis's repertoire, including Once in a Lifetime, If I Ruled the World, What Kind of Fool Am I, and Candyman. We'll hear two Bricusse and Newley songs now. First up, from the 1964 musical, The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, this is Sammy Davis Jr. in 1965 with Who Can I Turn To? On Afterglow.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me, and maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn? Sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn?
Never fell in love. It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that went and lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll
thank you.
Why can't I cast away this mask of clay? Then go on and live my life. Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then
Sammy Davis Jr. performing two songs with music and lyrics by British songwriters Leslie Bricusse and Anthony Newley. Just now, one of his signature songs, What Kind of Fool Am I? That recording, made live in Las Vegas in 1966, was from the Reprise LP The Sounds of 66, featuring the Buddy Rich Orchestra. Before that, the song Who Can I Turn To, recorded in 1965. Sammy Davis Jr. was one of the biggest stars of the 1960s. He continued to score easy-listening Billboard hits throughout the decade, including the top 20 single I've Gotta Be Me in 1969. In addition to his successful nightclub performances in Las Vegas and his appearances in Rat Pack films, Davis was also frequently seen on Broadway and on television. He had frequent guest appearances on all kinds of scripted television and television variety shows. In 1967, he and Nancy Sinatra shared the first ever unscripted interracial kiss on American television on her TV variety show. And in 1966, he briefly even hosted his own variety show. In 1964, Davis made his return to Broadway, starring in the musical adaptation of the Clifford Odets play Golden Boy, about a boxer who escapes the ghetto in Harlem. It was a celebrated performance. Davis earned a Tony Award nomination. He ended up recording several songs from this show as well. Night Song, in particular, is one of my favorites.
Not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the tired trees. Lovers walking to and fro. Everyone has someone and a place to go.
But one particular song that was actually cut from the show became a signature song for Davis, the Charles Strauss and Lee Adams song Yes I Can. Davis even used it as the title of his autobiography. This song, like other Davis signature songs, I've Gotta Be Me and Once in a Lifetime, was an anthem of self-assuredness. These kinds of songs clearly resonated with Sammy, a person whose race, religion, stature, or disability never got in the way of his grit, talent, or determination. Let's hear it now. This is Sammy Davis Jr. in 1965 with the Charles Strauss and Lee Adams song, Yes, I Can, on Afterglow.
Yes, I can. Suddenly, yes, I can. Gee, I'm afraid to go on has turned into, yes, I can. Take a look, what do you see? 133 pounds of confidence, me. Got the feeling I can do anything, yes I can. Something that sings in my blood is telling me, yes I can. I was just born today, I can go all the way, yes. I can. We'll be right back.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yeah, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Wind me up, then watch me fly. A regular sort of sunburned Superman. Are you ready? I can climb Everest. Yes, I can. I can fight here all night and never rest. Yes, I can. I have just found the key. Hey, doors swing wide for me. I was just born today. I can go all the way, yes. I can.
One of Sammy Davis Jr.'s anthems, the song Yes, I Can, originally written for the 1964 Broadway musical Golden Boy, which Davis starred in. To close off this hour, I want to feature one of the most remarkable talents of Sammy Davis Jr., his impressions. He recorded an entire LP of impressions in 1962, and impressions were a staple of his live sets, where he would take a famous tune and imagine it as performed by a cavalcade of noted entertainers. This particular iteration of that musical feat comes from the 1963 album recorded live at the Coconut Grove in L.A., featuring the old Broadway tune Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody, made famous in 1918 by Al Jolson. Davis's version lasts for over 10 minutes on the album, featuring lots of banter, jokes, and even impressions of famous actors like Humphrey Bogart, Jimmy Stewart, and Marlon Brando. But I'm going to feature a truncated version of the song now with just the singers he impersonates. And these include, in order, Nat King Cole, Billy Eckstine, Frankie Lane, Tony Bennett, Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, and Jerry Lewis, before finally ending triumphantly with his own authentic voice. Here is Sammy Davis Jr., first channeling Nat Cole with Sam M. Lewis, Gene Schwartz, and Joe Young's Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody on Afterglow.
Nat King Cole.
Rockabye your baby with a Dixie Melody. When you croon, croon a little tale right from the heart of Dixie,
Mr. Billy Epstein, Eckstein.
Just swing that cradle, Mary mine. Right along that mansion, Dixie line.
Frankie Lane.
And swinging the room for Virginia. You never see your love in you. Keep them rolling, rolling. While those,
will you cut that out? Mr. Tony Bennett.
Weep no more. Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song again for me. Sing it soft and low. I mean, just as though you had me on your knee.
Mr. Louis Armstrong.
A million baby kisses I will deliver. Oh, mama, won't you sing? Yes, the Swanee River. Rockabye, yes, you'll rockabye, baby, with the Dixie Melody. Baba, so zap, 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 oh, yes, yeah.
No, please, please, thank you. Dean Martin.
Baby, Anytime you're ready, Pally. Oh, we'll be again. I will if you. Thank you, Pally. If you would only sing this one rockabye. You rock about me with a D. Melody.
Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song again for me. Ha ha ha. Sing it soft and low, my sweet and low.
Jerry Lewis, I look like Harry Belafonte, I can't look like.
The Swanee River, rock-a-bye, yeah, rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody.
Sammy Davis Jr., live at the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles in 1963, impersonating Nat King Cole, Billy Eckstine, Frankie Lane, Tony Bennett, Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, and Jerry Lewis while performing the old Broadway tune, Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. And thanks for tuning into this Sammy Davis Jr. edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.